about things like, you know, people have office manuals written, which they probably haven't even looked at for years. They wrote it maybe, you know, when they first started the practice and have never updated, and you know, legal things and hiring and firing employees, that type of thing. What can the consultant do there?
Well, that's definitely an area that, I mean, it's almost like bylaws, you know, for an organization. It's so dull. It's definitely not a sexy topic. But
no, not at all, but important. Very important.
Very important.
Yes.
I've heard from people who've been on your series and from things that I read that there's a huge amount of change taking place with dentist liability in the area of hiring and firing. And if you know, this whole sexual harassment thing, if you don't have an office policy manual, and somebody sues you in most states for sexual harassment, you're going to lose, whether it's true or not, because of the fact that you don't even have an office policy manual that defines what should be happening with, you know, how to resolve disputes. There's just so many protected classes now based on religion, ethnicity, age. I mean, there's very, you hire and fire improperly,
you're in trouble.
Get sued. So yes, this is some area where a consultant can help, and possibly some of these things need to be outsourced to the proper attorneys to be able to help you do that. But that's something, yes, that a consultant should be able to help you with.
Well, I'll tell you, you've so far, I know you've given a tremendous list about what a consultant can do when they come into a practice. I imagine there are probably many more things that we probably can't even get to because we're limited in time. I wish we had hours and hours to talk about this because it's incredible. But I've got another question for you, Mayor. So we're going to take a little bit of a detour for a second.
Okay.
Okay. So the dentist makes the decision to hire a consultant, but I know dentists and you know dentists, and something that's in the back of their mind is, you know, I really would like to do this, but I'm a little bit concerned about what my staff is going to think when I bring this new person in who is telling us what to do. And that's got to be a tremendous hurdle.
It is. The consulting program in a relationship with the staff and with the practice, if it's handled well, usually the staff are excited about it. And what do I mean handled well? It means that the doctor informs and shares his decision with the team, and it lets them know that he or she is really serious about this. What I find is that staffs have seen their doctor start a lot of things and not finish or follow through. So they say, oh, this is just some other harebrained scheme.
And, exactly.
You know, I don't know. We've done these kinds of things before. So if you're going to bring a consultant in, you've really got to be able to say to your team, look, you know, I've investigated this person. I've got good experience with this, and I think it's going to be a good experience. I find that staff are grateful for the help. I think that the staff, you know, I've told you that you can't have a great practice without a great staff. And, you know, I think a lot of doctors don't necessarily understand how to build these kinds of staffs where people stay for 15 or 20 or 25 years. Staff members are often frustrated by a doctor who may be great clinically, but he has trouble with leadership and articulating a vision. So a consultant can often act as this effective liaison between the staff and the doctor. So if the staff perceives the consultant in this way, as a facilitator and not a dictator, you know, if they see their jobs becoming easier, not harder, if they see now that they're being appreciated and they're recognized, I mean, really, the thing that staff want more than sex and money is to know that they are being appreciated by their boss. If they see their compensation possibly increasing through incentive plans, you see, then the entire consulting process can work very well and the staff will get on board.
Very interesting. That's true. But they definitely want to be appreciated more than sex and money. Are you sure about that?
I'm not sure about that. I've been told.
But I know. But you know,
you're more of an expert on that.
No. But all kidding aside, with that, I do know. I've been told so many times that it's not necessarily the money, but it's the working environment and it's how much somebody is appreciated. So that is absolutely true. No question about that.
Yeah, you know, sometimes I've found a staff person is either perceived as a troublemaker or not somebody who is a team player, that staff member leaves, shows up in another practice that I get involved with, and now they're a superstar.
Wow.
Because the environment is different.
Very interesting there.
And so people need to be appreciated, and I think that if staff knows that the doctor is working hard to get to a certain level, if they're going to be compensated better, if their job is going to be made to be easier, if they're going to be listened to, staff really do buy into the consulting concept. That's been my experience.
Okay, great. Fantastic. Now, here's a question for you. It's kind of like the age-old question. Are consultants are they simply a commodity? Are they all the same, or are there big differences between them?
Well, I think that consultants very definitely are not all the same, just as all dentists are not the same. I think that each consultant would bring his or her program that's been worked on or has been successful in other situations and hopefully apply it with good results in your practice. But any doctor considering using a consultant should take the time to learn in detail what that program would encompass, because I don't think that they're all the same. I mean, who is going to be involved with your practice? Is it one particular consultant, or are many people going to be sharing that load? What are the qualifications and the experience level of the consultant? Has the consultant had experience in your region or area of the country? And what are the specifics of this consulting program? I mean, are all the meetings in your office at your practice? What's the frequency of the meetings? How long are the meetings? Do you ever have to travel with your staff to another location as part of the program? Are there requirements for reporting performance data? Is it daily, weekly, monthly? Are there special forms to fill out? Or can you use your own computer printouts? I mean, obviously, the costs are probably all different. What are the terms of the contract? Do you have a contract? Is there a specific time frame that a program is going to be run? Is it a niche program, like specifically, say, for hygiene or marketing? Or is it more of a complete program covering a lot of the office systems? Are all of the staff participating at every meeting, or is it just for their particular area? Is the program custom tailored, or is it set in stone? What happens if it isn't working out and it's not a good fit, even though you really looked at it and you thought it would be? You know, have you paid for something? Is your money going to be refunded? I mean, honestly, I could go on and on and on. You can see there's a ton of questions that need to be asked before a decision is made. But I think that once you find the right consultant and you make the commitment to the hard work, the results to your practice really could be dramatic.
It sounds to me that hiring a consultant could be the one thing that a dentist does in their practice to totally turn it around, take it to the next level, whatever you want to call it. But it's just, it could be one of the most important things a dentist ever does in a practice. And I'll tell you, Mayor, mm-hmm. back to when Rich and I speak at our one-day seminars, and you know, the dentists that come up to us during the breaks, you would not believe some of the questions that and problems that dentists come up to us and tell us or ask us and kind of expect like a 60-second fix to a problem that has been ongoing for 20 years. So many times, I can't even count the number of times I have to say to a dentist, well, you know that there's no way I could fix this problem by talking to you during this break. You realize that. Yep. And the dentist always says, oh, yeah, I know that, but they want to fix. It's unbelievable. So it sounds to me like people that either want to take their practice to the next level, like you said, they're at a crossroads, they've got some issues, some things going on in their practice. It seems to me that a consultant is the answer.
Well, you know,
or could be the answer.
Being a consultant, I might agree with that, but you really have to do the analysis, because you always want to be successful. And I can tell you that if I'm successful 200 times, but there was one time that I wasn't, that's the one thing I always think about, you know, and you learn from that experience. So if somebody is ready for a consultant, needs a consultant, it's the right fit, it's the right thing, it's great, because these people become good friends, and it's just so wonderful to see them do well. But it's not something to be entered into lightly or without a lot of thought.
Right.